It's episode number 13. It's officially visor season, and it's the holidays. How was your Thanksgiving, Christian?
It was very good. Very good. I had about 2.5 plates. I got through 2 plates. I was feeling good. I went back for that third plate and just wasn't able to finish and had to throw some food away. I felt a little bad.
You didn't save it? No leftovers?
Oh, no, I have plenty of leftovers, but like I'm not a big fan of like saving half the food I ate from the plate. Like, so if I get like, you know, a big portion and I eat like half of it, I'm not going to like throw that other half back in with the rest of the leftovers. So it went in the trash and I felt a little bad about it because I was like, I really wanted to finish that third plate, but it was too big. Sometimes, couldn't do it.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you know, but hey, RIP.
It is what it is. So, you know what? We're going to do today's episode a little bit different because a lot of games happened today because of Christian getting stuck doing slave labor at his job until 1 a.m. We're recording the episode a little bit late. But, hey, we're here. So we're going to have fun. Well, and that's the point because, like I said before, it's the holidays. And what's wrong with having a little bit of fun? So we're going to pick a lot more games than we normally pick. We're going to talk a little bit about the games that we just watched, and we're going to kind of break down the games like normal. But first I want to talk about what I've talked about before. Kyler Murray is the shortest quarterback I've ever seen in my life, and he's going to be an insane infielder for the Athletics. And they talked about it on the game just now, like, he got a $4.2 million signing bonus for signing with the A's. How is he allowed to get paid to play baseball when he's not playing, but play college football still?
So wait, so you're telling me Kyler Murray's walking around with $4 million in his bank account?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yes. He got a $4 million signing bonus for signing with the A's.
But somehow he's still going to class?
Still allowed to play college football.
There's no way he takes classes at Oklahoma. There's no way he's doing those classes himself.
He's probably taking like basket weaving and like gym.
This guy is walking around with $4 million in his bank account on a college campus. Just imagine that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's got to be the only player in college that is signed to be professional. No, maybe not at the same like level he is. I don't know if there's another one though.
I don't know how like that's legal, you know, like how is he allowed to play like college football with taking in a signing bonus? Like,
yeah,
it's not like he's making a salary, you know? So like it's a signing bonus, which means like right when he signed that, he got a check for mm-hmm. that much money.
Yeah, of course.
Is there state income tax in Oklahoma?
I believe so. I was just going to say, though, so like he can walk around with $4 million, but then the other players get suspended games for selling shoes at North Carolina?
And we How's still can't play NCAA football.
It all comes down to that.
That's all it comes down to. Fuck you, Ed O'Bannon.
I miss that game so goddamn much, dude.
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to get upset for the second time today. One time.
Tell everyone why you're upset about the first time.
I don't want to. So Mackenzie Milton got hurt, and it was pretty bad. I just remember putting my hands over my face and just thinking about how not okay I was. And I've never, realized that I've not really gave a shit about the sports teams that I liked until today when like Mackenzie Milton got hurt and like my whole existence just like hurt. Like I've never felt this way when like a Redskins player got hurt. I mean, I was pretty upset when like Sean Taylor died, but that's like a little different, you know? Like, rest in peace to maybe the greatest safety ever. But Mackenzie Milton got hurt, and, you know, that it sucks.
It does suck. I mean, I wanted to ask you one question. So I know, like, I should be feeling, like, bad, and I do feel bad for the guy, like, right off the rip. But the first thing I thought about was, okay, so UCF has been running the ball really good lately, like, really fucking good. And their defense has played really good the last 2 weeks. So to me, I'm thinking they got a chance to win next week, but does Mackenzie Milton being hurt them in the long run of going to the playoffs, even if they do somehow find themselves in that fifth spot?
Yeah. So
without having that star.
Yeah. I know this is like kind of fucked up. Like I thought that too. I was like, you know, not like it shouldn't affect this, but the fact that Mackenzie Milton is hurt now hurts UCF's playoff chances.
I agree. Just because like that was the one star. Every time there was like, you know, a commercial for UCF, it's Mackenzie Milton, you know, like
exactly. I mean, especially now like that Shaquem is gone. It's not Shaquem and Mackenzie. It's all about him. And I mean that it's me saying that is kind of bad because there's so many other great players on that team. Like today we ran the ball for 400 yards. Like, I don't care who you play. It's hard to run the ball for 400 yards, especially after your best player gets hurt. Like, the feeling of just like I said, I felt like defeated. I can't even imagine how those dudes felt. Like, it's crazy. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know. And shout out to Mac for coming in the game and keeping his shit together.
It blew him out.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how you would feel like if you're the backup quarterback and you have like one of the five best quarterbacks in college football playing in front of you, and then he gets hurt and you have to come into the game like a rivalry game. You've won 23 games in a row and you're like going into the conference championship game again with a chance to go undefeated, and you have to come in to make sure you don't like fuck it up.
Yeah, I know. But listen to this. So I was just thinking, so we were talking about not having Mackenzie hurts their chances, but what about if they go out with a redshirt freshman quarterback and beat Memphis handedly, you know, an 8-win Memphis team who is good.
Who they only
you know,
by like
beat by 1 point.
Or 1 point, yeah, 1 point.
1 point. And they go out there and beat them handedly next weekend with the redshirt freshman quarterback and Mac. That looks better to me on the college resume. And he already won a game. He already beat ECU when Mackenzie didn't play earlier in the year.
He did.
So he's won a game. So to me, if they just rely on that, the Russian, you know, Russian and defense, if you can run the ball and you can play defense, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be pretty set up. So
I mean,
what if they go out and just have a whole.
You don't even really have to play defense. Just look at Oklahoma. They can run the ball and their defense looks like Swiss cheese that somebody held up and shot BBs through.
Big 12 is glorified flag football. That's exactly what that is. 7-on-7.
Don't hate on the offense, sir.
You know, no, not hating on it. It's just, you know, it's 7-on-7. There's no defense.
It's 7-on-7. But whatever.
But, like, so back to the, you know, back to the quarterback thing. Clemson. So Clemson 2 years ago. Or no, last year, sorry, when they lost to Syracuse, Kelly got hurt in that game, and they lost to Syracuse. And at the end of the season, when they got the number one seed for the college football playoff, and they brought up that loss,
I remember that. They said Brian didn't play, it gives them that, more credit.
Yeah, because they won that game without their starting quarterback. So. And, you know, Syracuse won 5 games last year. So it's not like Syracuse was some great team.
Yeah.
So if UCF, not only does Mac do it once, twice, this would be the third time. So now the third time, and they go out and win handily versus a good team, you think that would give them more credit?
I see your point, but, you know, it's like we've said this a million times. Until we see how these people react and we see how they keep reacting by like keeping these teams ranked like really high, like it's not really helping, you know. I mean, obviously it doesn't help to lose your best player, like Fuck, man.
I know, dude. I know.
It is whatever.
Prayers. Prayers. Yeah.
Prayers up. Just hope he's okay. So we also had our guy, Will Greer, up in West Virginia, just took a hard loss. Christian thought it was going to be his Heisman moment, but again, he kind of plays like a spaz, and you said this to me before we started recording, was I think he feels the pressure to just go out and score, and he can't trust his defense, so he has to have the game in his hands, so he's slinging the ball around like crazy, and I think that kind of hurts him because of those two fumbles that Oklahoma scored two defensive touchdowns on, you know? Just weird play.
Yeah, I came in saying I thought this was going to be Greer's moment, Heisman moment, but it ended up being Kyler Murray's Heisman moment. I think this, you know, 364 yards passing, 114 yards rushing. Like, dude, like I told you earlier, the dude can scoot. And it was his Heisman moment. And Oklahoma can't play defense, but he has no effect on that. So he is my Heisman. Kyler Murray.
I think he has to be at this point.
Yeah, and I he's going to score 52 points versus Texas next week.
Yeah,
you know?
They're going to smoke them. But, and I mean, even if they win, what they're hoping for is Ohio State to beat mm-hmm. Michigan, because the only team that doesn't look as good as them that has one loss is Ohio State, and they better hope that they win so they can get into the playoff, but not a lot. So now that we talked about the game, oh yeah, we should probably touch on the fact that Washington State lost the Apple Cup. No more Pac-12. Washington State's going to go down.
I feel bad for Washington State because, like, honestly, I thought they were going to win this game, but it just ended up being a total snowstorm. And you know, as you know, Mike Leach doesn't like to run the ball. So his offense, they throw 60 times a game, and it's a snowstorm. You can't. They're forced to run it. Washington's running back, Miles Gaskin, had 180 yards. So it's just like one of those things where Washington just could move the ball in the snow and Washington State couldn't. And I feel bad because I feel like if the circumstances with the elements and the weather weren't the same, I think Washington State would be sitting at, you know, 11-1 right now.
Going to play Utah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, they lost to the weather, not Washington. Which,
yeah, I mean,
but you got to win ugly if you want to be a national champ. So,
yep, yeah, winning all the elements. Even though I think all the games are usually played either in California, Florida, or in a dome. But you know, I digress. But how I will tell you this though, how awesome is it to have football, like big games on Fridays? We need to do this every week. Like, I love Thursday, Friday, Saturday football. Like, you know, give me that every week.
It's going to be 5 days in a row of football. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, every single week.
One more sign me up. For. Sign me up. I'm a
the
fan
only
of
better
like.
Better is bowl season where we get like football just like every day. You're like, oh shit, it's Tuesday and there's a game on at 5:30. What the hell?
Oh, Bowling Green, NIU, I'm all in on this. The little damn. Caesars Bowl or something.
You know, like that Bowling Green's jerseys are kind of sick, dude. You're like talking yourself into watching the games.
It's so true. You'll be like, oh, yeah, no, I'll watch them. They have that one guy who's projected to be like a sixth rounder. Like, we'll see what he's all about.
Dude, that guy, I had a friend named Frank.
You do, but I mean, what better is there to watch on like Tuesday? You know, you just flip on and be like, game, middle of the day. Like, it's great.
Nothing. There's nothing on TV on Tuesdays.
You know, I'll watch like some FIU versus Eastern Michigan all day on a Tuesday. Give me that. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm in.
Especially bowl season, because all these teams are going to be decently good, you know, to win 6-7 games, like minimum. Like, yeah. You know, they're going to be good teams.
I mean, they're at least average, and they're not going to play like a team that's going to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So, is what it is.
I have a feeling. I'm just going to say it now. I just have a feeling in my gut. Miami's playing Houston in the bowl game. I just have that feeling.
You're calling your shot with that too?
calling it Miami Houston bowl game. I don't have no idea what bowl. I don't know the projections.
The Outback Bowl, or it'll probably be like some weird bowl game in like Alabama, because like Alabama's like in between.
Yeah, I mean the Outback Bowl, but see, like bowl games have like certain like conferences.
That's true.
Like
that's true.
Link. So I have no idea how we're gonna get that, but give me Houston, Miami. I just got a feeling.
You're feeling it? Okay. I can get behind that. I'm gonna support that motion. So let's get that going through court, NCAA. Hurry it up.
So, with that being said, let's talk about actual call your shot here before we do these rapid games. Your boy with another dub, and I don't even know what the streak's at, to be honest with you, because
10.
I just
that would be 10 in a row, sir. And you did know the streak. You just wanted to hear me say it again.
With FSU getting a 70-yard touchdown pass in the final like 2 minutes to take the lead and beat Boston College. Let's go. And I never root for FSU, but that was great. And I'm super hype about this. And I might never lose again. But
you going for 11 in a row this week?
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just go ahead. Call your shot right now.
All right.
Who's beating who?
Fuck it. Miami over Pitt. Let's do it.
Okay.
Pitt being number 24, Miami kind of a letdown season. Pitt's already clinched. Give me Miami. I think Pitt can't really throw the ball. Miami's run defense will be ready. Yeah, give me Miami at home.
Miami also favored in this game by 6 points. So
they were favored in every game, so it doesn't really do them any good.
Yeah, you're right. Yo, so okay, this is not going to be a call your shot here, but that's LSU versus Texas A&M. I can't wait for Texas A&M to lose and be 7-5 and like 3-5 in the SEC and still be ranked number 25 because they lost to LSU.
I know, it's going to be great. You know what's going to happen.
Okay, so me calling my shot here. I'm going to say Boston College is going to beat Syracuse.
Okay.
So let's see if I can get back on the horse after I lost last week. So, you know, I'm seeing if I can get to 3 wins. 3 wins and call your shot. It's going to be a good season for your boy. But let's see if you can just get to 11 in a row. That's what I'm more concerned with.
I know this streak. I never thought I was going to get this big. And now
this is like
now insane. I'm just trying to keep it alive. And watch, I'm going to laugh when Miami's the team that ends my streak. I'm going to die laughing. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year, I would have picked Miami to upset ranked Pitt, unranked Miami to upset ranked Pitt. In the last game, I would have told you, get the fuck out of here.
You would have punched that person in the face.
Oh, but how the times change, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how we're going to do it. I'm just going to call out games. We're just going to go rivalry week. So we're just going to call out games. Give us 1, 2, 3 thoughts on the game real quick, and then we're going to move on to the next. And we're going to get, you know, this is one of the last weeks for ATS on the season, so see if I can catch Garrett. I am, what am I, 17-25? 18-25.
And I am 22-21.
So I'm 4 games behind Garrett. He's had the lead all season, so let's see if I can close the gap here. We're going to pick 9 games. Okay?
So, separation Saturday. All right, call out the game, tell me the spread, and I'll see what I think.
Michigan versus Ohio State. Michigan is -4.5.
Michigan -4.5. The game is in Michigan, correct? No, it's
Columbus.
At Ohio State. Okay, so, you know, they're getting a couple points for being at home. I think Ohio State's defense sucks. I think their offense is not that great. And I'm going to pick Michigan to cover here.
Okay. You know, yeah, like I've said, I think Michigan has the best defense, you know, best defense in the country. Shea Patterson has came into his own. The offense looks good. That being said, I'm going to pick Ohio State to cover.
You son of a bitch.
I think three facts. Okay. I think Harbaugh is going to choke. I think Urban Meyer is a better coach, and it's at home. Just give me Ohio State. They've rolled this.
If
you know, they've
Meyer
run this rivalry.
Die on the sideline from a headache during the game.
give me Ohio State +4.5, and I'll go 24-19 Ohio State.
Oh, they're gonna win. Nice.
They're gonna win outright. Yeah, 24. They're gonna win outright and cover.
I'll say that they're gonna win. I'll go 24-10. Michigan's gonna win. All right.
Okay.
Moving right along. Next game.
Georgia Tech at Georgia. Georgia minus 17.
Georgia minus 17 here. Okay, so again, fastest team in college football. I've said it 100 times. I will say it again. Georgia Tech, they run that option, and if you are just going to try to run the ball all day on a team like Georgia, you're not going to get very far. And I think that Georgia is going to win. I think they are going to cover, and I think the score is going to be 31-14, I think. That's how math works. So 31-14. So that's actually going to be an exact cover.
Yep. Okay, I'm taking Georgia Tech plus 17. I think the triple option, it's a rivalry game. 17 points is a lot. But this is the reason I'm taking Georgia Tech to cover. I think the triple option, they waste time. I just think, you know, there's not going to be enough possessions in this game. I think Georgia Tech can score a little bit. 17 is a lot in a rivalry game. So give me Georgia Tech plus 17, but I think Georgia's going to win. I just think it's going to be something like 42-27, you know, something. Yeah, give me 42-27, Georgia.
Okay, got it. All right, next. All right.
Florida at Florida State, Florida minus 7.
Okay, so you know what? I went to Tallahassee for Thanksgiving with my girlfriend, and I am just going to pick Florida State because I saw a bunch of people wearing Florida State clothes over the last 2 days, and I think Felipe Franks sucks. They're riding high off this BC win. They want to beat UF because their season really doesn't mean anything. They're trying to preserve that 35 or 37-year bowl win streak. So I'm going to say they're going to win, and I'm going to say they're going to win 24-21.
So FSU's going to cover and win?
Yes.
Okay. I think UF is going to win, but I think FSU's going to cover. So give me FSU plus 7, but close game. FSU's, 37 years in a row making a bowl game. So that's on the line. So I think FSU's going to play their heart out, but I think UF – you know, ends their losing streak to FSU this year. FSU doesn't go to a bowl game. Give me UF 23-20.
23-20. Okay. Yep. So we both think it's going to be a field goal game.
Yep. We both think FSU is going to cover, though, too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Moving right along.
Auburn at Alabama, the Iron Bowl, Alabama minus 24.
You said it's Auburn at Alabama?
Yep, in Tuscaloosa.
Minus 24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is kind of similar to the LSU spread. You know, very, very large. We were like, this is no way. And then they beat them 29-0. But I am tempted to take Auburn, but I'm also, like, sure I should take Bama. But I am going to take Auburn to cover. Bama is still going to win. But I think it's going to be like, I don't know if it'll even be close, but I'm going to say they're going to win 35-17.
Okay. All right. I like that. I'm on the same page. I think Bama is going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover. I just think 24 is a lot, man. And I know I said that before and they've covered it, but I just have a feeling Tua isn't that healthy. I think Tua is a little banged up. And I think he's going to play, but how much? And if they get up by a decent amount, are they really going to have Tua in before the championship game versus Georgia? Right. So I think Auburn's going to cover this, but I'll take Alabama. Let's say 30. 34-17.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, the only thing is just, I think, again, this is kind of the same thing with FSU. This is all Auburn season matters. I mean, they're going to play in some, like, bum-ass bowl game. Like, they have no chance to win the SEC, no chance to go to the playoff, none of that stuff. So, oh, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, they have nothing to play for except to beat Bama, so they're going to play their asses off.
Yep, I agree. I agree. So I just think 24 is too much. So we both agree on that. So let's go to the next. Let's go Pittsburgh at Miami. Miami minus six.
Miami minus six. Who's starting quarterback?
Perry.
Okay. He's taking Miami.
Yeah.
Miami.
Perry balled out his last game.
I'm going to say Pitt. I'm going to pick Miami to win too. Fuck it. Miami, I'm going to say they're going to win 24 to 14.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to go Miami as well. I picked them and call your shot. So I guess obviously they have to, you know, win.
Yeah.
But are they going to get minus six? You know, I'm a little nervous, but I think the offense went in the right direction last week. So I'm going to go ahead and say Miami covers as well, and I'm going to say 31-20.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The offense does better when Perry plays quarterback. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Shocking.
It's wild. All right.
All right.
Next.
South Carolina at Clemson. Clemson minus 26.
South Carolina at Clemson. Clemson minus 26.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've seen South Carolina, and we've seen them let us down. So I'm going to take Clemson. I'm riding with Trevor Lawrence. I'm saying they're going to win big, big. I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to say they're going to win 56-14.
Ooh. Like that?
Yep.
Hmm.
It's that BDE game, son. They're about to show everybody they're not that far away from Bama.
I agree. I think they're close. And but you know, this game's hard for me right now. I'm struggling.
Just pick South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Fuck it. I'm picking South Carolina. You know, I have no reason to pick them. But their offense did look pretty good against UF, so fuck it. I think they'll be good for at least 14 points. So, Dorth, I could easily see this being 40-14, though. But let's go South Carolina plus 26. I'm going to go final score 40-17, covered by three.
Jesus. All right. What's next? Okay. Two-thirds of the way there.
Yep. LSU at Texas A&M. Texas A&M is minus 3.5.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously that spread is there because of the fact that Texas A&M is at home. I'm going to pick. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to pick Texas A&M. I'm saying they're going to win by a touchdown.
I'm picking LSU.
Okay, nice. I'm going to say 28-21 is the score.
28-21?
Yeah, you're picking LSU, so I'm definitely going to win.
I'm picking LSU, and I think they're going to cover. I'm going to say LSU 24, Texas A&M 16.
Got it. So you're picking LSU to win and cover. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to remember, so I write this down correctly. All right.
Next Notre up. Dame at USC. Notre Dame minus 11.
Notre Dame at USC. USC is going to be plus 11. So I'm going to pick USC because I want Notre Dame to lose, and I think it would be really funny if they lost to USC. So, and we got to get JT Daniel. Got to get him that signature win as a freshman. So I'm going to pick, you know what? Shit. Whatever. I guess if I pick USC to win and they lose, does that mean, and they cover, but if they cover and still lose, even though I picked them to win, does it count?
No, it's just a spread. So if you just go ballsy and be like, fuck it, they're going to win, you know, it doesn't matter.
All right, fine. I'm picking them to win still, but I'm picking them to cover for sure. So I'm going to say they're going to win 27-21.
Okay. 27-21?
Yeah, 27-21.
I'm trying to catch your ass. So I'm taking Notre Dame plus 11 here. And strictly for the fact that USC's not good at all. And I don't think, you know, so, yeah, I know it'd be close. And I honestly probably would have went the other way if you picked Notre Dame. So, yeah, give me Notre Dame minus 11. I'll go final score 34-17.
Gotcha. All right. Next up.
This is a big game. Might be my favorite game of the week here. Utah State at Boise State. Top 25 matchup, Mountain West for the division right here. Utah State 7-0, Boise 6-1 in the Mountain West. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a really good game. We got Boise State minus 3. Smurf turf.
So what's the spread one more time?
The Smurf. Boise minus 3.
Boise minus 3. You know what? I'm going to pick Utah State because I'm here for the one-loss teams. I want to see an interview with Utah State's coach saying that they have one loss, and they won the Mountain West, and they think that they should have a shot at the playoff because we need a bigger playoff. The more the merrier. Mm-hmm. So I want to see them. I want to see them win. So I'm going to say they're going to win. It's Mountain West. You know, it's going to be cold probably. It's probably really cold in Idaho, like already.
It's supposed to be 44 degrees.
A brisk evening in the 40s. I'm going to say they're going to win 34-28.
Utah State, the Utes. Okay. Yep. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say Utah State wins as well.
Okay.
I think their offense is awesome. Yeah, give me Utah State. I like Utah State, you know. And if they win 11 games and then they win their championship game, they have 12 wins, they crack the top 15. They could get a chance at a New Year's Six game if UCF loses. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm going Utes. Fuck it.
Score me, Blazer.
Oh, score, yeah. Okay, so they're obviously going to cover. So I'll go 37-34, Utah State.
Shootout.
Yep.
All right, so we have a bunch of different stuff. So the first game, I picked Michigan. You picked Ohio State. Second game, I picked Georgia. You picked Georgia Tech. The third game, we both picked FSU. The fourth game, we both picked Auburn. The fifth game, we both picked Miami. Sixth, I picked Clemson. You picked South Carolina. And then I picked Texas A&M. You picked LSU. Then I picked USC. You picked Notre Dame. And we both picked Utah State. So there's a
chance
for
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
out of the 9 games that we picked different. So this is where the rubber meets the road. It's the last week of the regular season, so.
Yep.
Whatever.
I'm going to catch you. I told you. We'll see. Are you going to catch me and call your shot, though?
Absolutely not. Like, maybe next season.
Yeah, if we run it over into next year.
Yeah, overall record. But, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm not butthurt about call your shot as long as I'm above 500. Like picking against the spread. If only I was this good at gambling in like real life.
It doesn't work that way though.
Like a sucker for money line parlays.
what the guy said about it being the Zach Miller type injury, it was.
I mean, so where are you getting your information, sir? Cite your sources.
UCF.
UCF tweeted it?
UCF Night News. Tampa Media, the Tampa Media reported. So it was a newspaper in Tampa.
Okay.
Said he went. He had to go undergo surgery. Ooh, that's. See, emergency surgery to restore blood flow to his leg, knee dislocated.
Jesus.
Yep. He might need a year off of football.
Which, he can get the medical red shirt. Like,
yeah, no, he'd be able to, he would get one more year, but it might take him a year to recover from that.
Well, I mean, think about it. He has surgery now, like, and then he takes a whole season off, like next season, like he's out next season, and then he plays again. He gets a medical red shirt, he'll have another year of eligibility.
And he'll come back, and UCF will be on a 41-game win streak, you know?
Exactly. Mac coming in. I mean, it's going to suck for Mac because he's going to have to play all next year, and he's going to ball out. And then he's going to transfer.
Lose his job. Or maybe he'll wait. Up.
I mean, who knows? He's only a freshman, so whatever.
Yeah, but
he can,
so yeah.
He can fake an injury and get a medical red shirt.
So yeah, so that's the news. So yep. McKenzie's injury was as bad as it appeared.
Jeez. That's
sad,
man.
Day. Sad day in UCF football.
Yeah. It's very sad. McKenzie Milton all confirmed to undergo. Okay. I see.
Oh, you just read it?
Yeah. I found it.
All right. So anything left you want to say on this episode? This little holiday special here?
The holiday special. Not necessarily. I mean, I'm super excited to watch like what's going to happen next week, conference championships. So we'll get an episode out beforehand, hopefully, unless Christian has to do more slave labor.
No, we'll get it out. It will be out.
So my girlfriend just got home and then SportsCenter's on. They're about to show Mackenzie Milton, like his injury. Yeah, it's gross. You should watch it though. Okay. Never mind. So, but no, I got nothing left to say. Hopefully we wear... I saw it going around on Twitter that they want people to wear Lays to the game.
Mm-hmm, next Saturday. I saw that.
So I think that'd be kind of sick. You know, I got the Hawaiian shirt game on deck. So
ready to go.
Yeah.
All right.
You got any closing thoughts for us today?
Closing thoughts. Let me think here. I wish West Virginia could play defense. I wish Alabama would lose a game. And I wish to be 500 against the spread. So
let's see.
Closing thoughts. Let's see it all happen. But that's it. Anything else?
No, I don't got anything left.
All right. As always, drop the music.